A disciplined human is a master. A disciplined human is a master. Now, we've talked about this often, and we've explained how a disciplined human is a master often. And as we discuss how a disciplined human is a master, we are talking about a disciplined human in his mind. A human being whose thoughts are always disciplined on truth, always disciplined on reality, always disciplined on wisdom that tells him all things are in divine order for him. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful project to recognize that a disciplined human is a master. What sort of thoughts go through your mind every single day? What sort of ideas go through your consciousness every single day? What attitude do you have about yourself every moment of your life? What attitude do you have? Do you have the attitude that you are wonderful, that you are perfect, that you are good, that you are beautiful, that you are fantastic, that you are marvelous in every way? Well, if you have such thoughts going through your consciousness every day, you can be sure you are living in a beautiful body. You are living as a master, and you are being the ideal human being. Now, the ideal human being, the master human being, the disciplined human being, is a human being who knows where he came from, and he knows who he is and where he's going. And you say to me, "Herb, I have never heard such a silly statement in all my life from any human being, that we actually know who we are, where we're going, and what where we came from." We actually know that? Yes, we do. And a disciplined human is a master who knows that he is divine, that regardless of his human appearance or the human game that he is playing, he is divine, and he is not limited by anything whatsoever in his life. He is not limited by any attitude in his life. He's not limited by any person in his life. He's not limited in any manner whatsoever. A disciplined human is a master who recognizes that everything that the disciplined human chooses to do is done. Now, we're being human, and we're sitting at our dining room table, or our kitchen table, or a chair in the living room, or anywhere at all, and we're just sitting there. And everything is quieted down. Nothing is going on. No meal is going on. No television. No people are sitting talking. Everything is just quiet, as peaceful as can be. And the thought comes to me that this is a wonderful world, and everything in the world is wonderful. The thought comes to me that I live in peace. The thought comes to me, hey, it's so good to be in my home. It's so good to be in my body. It's so good to be a human being. It's so good to live a life of harmony and peace and goodness. Now, as these thoughts come to me, I can either dwell upon them and say, wonderful, or I can say, it's too good to be true. I can dwell upon them and discipline my thinking to say, this is my reality. I can always think that this is my reality. And as I think this is my reality, what happens to me? What happens to me is that this is what I begin to experience. For what I'm thinking about begins to happen in my life. So I'm thinking peace, oh, relaxation and peace. I think peace, just thinking peace. And as I think peace, I become more and more peaceful in my attitude toward myself, in my attitude toward my body, in my attitude toward my life, and all of my world seems to radiate the peace that I feel inside myself. But it's a peace that I have chosen to think and feel and be. Now, another thing I might do, I might look at a little child and I might see them playing, and I might smile, a big smile, and the smile says, that is beautiful. That is gentle, that is tender, that is loving, that is beautiful. And through my whole being, a shot goes through it, saying, this is a wonderful feeling. It's a good, good, good feeling. And then I look at a movie and I watch the couple who are kissing on the screen, and I think to myself, that's nice. That's nice. And vicariously, I think, that's very pleasant. And then I take my beloved in my arms, and I tell her, you're the most wonderful lady in the world. I dearly love to be with you. You are so charming. You are so sensitive. You're so caring. You are a love. And she melts in my arms, and I kiss her, and both of us feel all of life is wonderful. I'm a disciplined human, and as a disciplined human, I'm a master. And you say, kissing is a master too? Oh, you bet. It is one of those feelings that make you feel complete. It's one of those feelings that make you feel fulfilled. It's one of those feelings that make you feel very good. We do our om every morning. Before we have our breakfast, and we are all in the kitchen, we gather around in a big circle, and all of us hold each other in each other's arms. And then we do our om. Om, 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 om. We do that with a resounding om. And then we say, I like me, 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 I like me. We say it 7 times, I like me. And then we say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And then we look at each other and we say, I love you. I love you. And then separately, we give each person a personal hug with all of our love and with all of our joy and with all of our attention. And then we give them a kiss right on the lips. And we say, I love you. And afterwards, we go out and eat our breakfast, and we are just as happy as can be. Now, what is so wonderful about that kiss? Well, that kiss came at the end of the om, and all of the statements that we made, and it said, I'm independently wealthy, I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm full of life, I feel so good. And we transmit that I feel so good to each other. And we give a good, firm hug to each other. And we say, I love you. And as we say these things, what's going on in our world? What's going on in our heart? We are peace. We are love. We are unconditional love. We are joy. We are harmony. Yes, we are those things. And we are those things only because we are a disciplined human and we are the master at it. We choose to do this every day of our life. We choose to do this every day of our life by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. By saying our om, which means, I am one as the divine in me. I am one as the divine in me. I shine out, om, 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 om. I shine out the purity of goodness within me. And as I shine this out, I am that purity of goodness. This is all that matters to me. This is all that matters in my life, is for me to be all that I am, to be a disciplined human. And as I am a disciplined human, I am a master. Everyone is a master, but we don't always know it. And we can know it. We can know it when we choose to live our life so beautifully that we are this master. We can do it as we choose to live our life so wonderfully and so powerfully and so joyfully, because a disciplined human is truly a master, and that's what you are, and that's what I am, a disciplined human that is truly a master. And all I have to do is to let go, to hug myself, to tell myself I like me, to tell myself I'm independently wealthy, to tell myself I'm peace, to tell myself I love my world and I love everyone in it, to tell myself I am disciplined in all things, and then be disciplined in all things. And how great that is.